The first cut of Quentin Tarantino's movie Kill Bill reportedly ran well over 3 hours, so the director and his film studio divided it into two parts. Kill Bill Volume 1, released in October, was a blend of kung fu and samurai movies. Bob Mondello says Volume 2 is mostly a western.
The first 20 minutes of this installment are mostly in black and white, set at a roadside wedding chapel in a parched desert landscape. If you caught the first half, you know that Uma Thurman, pregnant in her bridal gown, is going to be left for dead by the end of this sequence, and that she'll later come after David Carradine's Bill and the other folks responsible. In Volume 1, her quest led her mostly to the Far East. This time she's looking west, and her would-be assassins are concerned.
That woman deserves her revenge. And we deserve to die. But then again, so does she. So I guess we'll just see.
Philosophy served up with a spaghetti western soundtrack. A whole lot of Volume 2 looks and sounds like a western, or a western mixed with a samurai version of a western, and that's true even when it's taking place in an environment that seems foreign to both those genres.
Hello, can I help you?
Hello, I'm Karen Kim. I'm the hospitality manager of the hotel. I have a welcome gift from the management.
Well, that's nice. Can you just leave it by the door? You pretty good with that shotgun?
Not that I have to be at this range.
Well, guess what? I'm better than Annie Oakley, and I got you right in my sight. So let's talk.
And talk they do, which is a relief since the off-the-wall chatter that was once a Quentin Tarantino hallmark was given short shrift in Volume 1. Nothing wrong with wall-to-wall action, of course, keeps the fans happy, but a lot of other directors can do a decent chop-socky scene, and few can write the sort of riff on, say, snakes and syntax that Tarantino can.
The amount of venom that can be delivered from a single bite can be gargantuan. You know, I've always liked that word, gargantuan. I so rarely have an opportunity to use it in a sentence.
Naturally, that speech is delivered to a man writhing from snake bite. And just as naturally, the snake-bitten character is named after a movie director. I used to think that if Tarantino had not become a filmmaker, he would have had to work in a film library somewhere. Separating this guy from old movies for 8 hours a day so he could do some other work would just be cruel. He lives for films, in them and through them, and he can't resist packing scenes with references. Here he has shots cribbed from every genre imaginable, music, props, and costumes that conjure classic music, props, and costumes, and actors whose resumes provide almost as much subtext as anything they say or do. Is that crazy? Well, back in the days of grindhouse double features, it probably would have been. But when a director as movie-smart as Tarantino makes a grindhouse epic for an age that doesn't have grindhouses anymore, it's probably best to see it as a gift. An education, even, with cinematic footnotes soon to be provided on DVD. I'm Bob Mondello.